as we are about to celebrate the 239th birthday of this great nation, remember, you don't need to blow three fingers off while celebrating it. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is Denise Daniels. She is a parenting and a child specialist. She has a very interesting line of educational toys, which will debut later on this summer. They're called the Moodsters. It's a series of toys and a series of books. We are going to talk about something called EQ. Do you know what EQ is? If you're a parent of a young child, you should, so stay tuned. And then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by $420,000 for some of Einstein's letters. I sure hope that one of his shopping lists doesn't turn up, but somebody spent that kind of money, and we'll talk about what they actually bought. And then it'll be time for another edition of America's Business with Ted David. Ted is talking about not vacations, but staycations. And after that, another CEO is making dire predictions about American business and about the American economy. Maybe it's time we all just calm down. We start things off this hour with that upcoming celebration of our country's birth. And what's one of the ways we celebrate? Fireworks. Where I live in the New York City area, that means a pretty grandiose fireworks celebration and a lot of local celebrations in terms of fireworks, but professionally done. The fireworks that look nice in the air and they play the music, blah, 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 and you leave it to the professionals. I live in a part of the country where you are not allowed to purchase or possess or use fireworks of any kind in any way. Last year, when we took our trip to Disney World, and we were driving through states where you could go into Walmart, and there were literally fireworks sections, and it was around the 4th of July. It was around this time last year we went, and you go in, and, you know, there's a display as soon as you walk into Walmart for big bangers and, you know, boom booms or whatever they call them. And it's not like, you know, these are the big things that you set off and the beautiful colors in the sky. These are things that just make noise. Really? I don't understand the enjoyment. You balance the danger possibility with the entertainment possibility. There's no payoff. And how many times do you see that, you know, no matter where you live, kids get a hold of fireworks and, you know, Scotty blew two fingers off or Scotty took an eye out? Why? I could never understand what the whole big deal was. So you put it on the ground. You set it off and you run away before it explodes and makes noise. So what happens then? I wish someone could explain to me how you get a kick from just hearing a loud boom. And I remember in the 70s, it was, oh, he has an M80. Wow, really? And that thing, and they would blow up mailboxes. They were still illegal then. It's a gateway to just so much garbage in somebody's life. I'm sorry, I don't understand this. You'll drive over the border from a non-firework state into a firework state, and inevitably, there's this big, giant firework superstore right there on the interstate highway, so you can load up, and you're not supposed to really do this, but you sneak back into the state where it's illegal, and you can go off in the woods and set them off, or if you're brazen, you can set them off outside your house at night. But I don't understand why. And I don't understand that culture. Maybe because I did not live in it. You go to the store to buy fireworks. And you just set them off because they make big noises. Do you realize how inherently dangerous this stuff is? Why? I don't see that. So I don't see why somebody would want to do that. And if you grew up in a part of the country where you could just walk into 7-Eleven and buy yourself a can of Coke and a pack of firecrackers, you wouldn't get it, but I realize that it's deeply ingrained in the culture of several parts of this country where you go on the 4th of July and you go buy some wham bangers, four for a dollar at Walmart, and you set them off and you hope you don't blow your fingers off. So whatever you're going to do later this week to celebrate, do it safely and just don't set the fireworks off around me. Stay with us. Denise Daniels, she's up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. Athletes have slumps. So do professionals. A bad day turns into a bad week. What can you do?
Reboot. Mentally picture your brain going through the restart process.
Let go of everything swimming around in your brain as you picture your mind going to a blank screen.
Now direct your brain to start bringing everything up again. Start with what's good. What do you have to be grateful for?
Then think about where you want to go. Create a goal for today, just today. Keep it simple, something you know you can get done, but make sure it moves you toward an even larger goal.
Then do it, and repeat this process tomorrow.
Establish a series of wins to get back on the path to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Even green sushi lovers have found out how to gnaw on raw fish responsibly. In collaboration with the Monterey Bay Aquarium, the Blue Ocean Institute, and the Environmental Defense Fund, you can now print out a sustainable sushi card to carry around with you. The card lists which sushi to avoid and which to eat. For example, one should avoid both bluefin and yellowfin tuna. Equally, stay away from farmed shrimp, freshwater eel or unagi, along with farmed salmon. Wild salmon and shrimp, of course, are just fine. These card makers hope its carriers will ask sushi bar owners more questions, thus encouraging owners and sushi chefs, say that 10 times fast, to think more about serving sustainable options. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.